It's Friday night at 6 p.m., and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach. Hey there, listeners. I'm producer Andrew Caravella for Teens on Air. Yes, that's right. I'm the guy that does every, like, commercial, the commercials that are really annoying. Yeah, that's me. Hey, how's it going? It's June 27th, and clearly I'm not Zach Callison. You see, in spite of what you may have been reading or hearing on TMZ or Ocean Up, some of my favorite news sources, Zach was not extradited from the country. He's actually studying abroad for the summer in Switzerland. No, that sounds fun. Summer and studying. Yay. Which, I don't know about all of you, but us California kids, we like to do more elaborate activities for our summer. The beach, mountains, going out of state, up north, down south, the river, or even Hawaii. I mean, not Zach, though. You know, it's like he's not traveling abroad or taking pics of foreign objects or backpacking. I mean, if you're going to leave the country, nope. He's learning Italian. Yep, Italian. I mean, if you wanted to get all cultural, all you have to do, Zach, I mean, is walk down the street in L.A. I mean, you know, we got Koreatown, we got Little Italy, Chinatown. I mean, even Glendale is a foreign place all on its own. I mean, there's plenty of places that Zach can get an enrichment in language. I mean, just today, myself, I encountered 5 different cultures, Italian included, in which I consumed an array of food dishes, and I even grazied everyone. No, I mean, in all reality, though, this could probably explain why I have been taking Tums all day. But that's a personal note. Nonetheless, Zach is on an aeroplane right now, on his way to learn the language of Italy. So, yeah. Zach, I mean, I know you're listening to the show right now, and I thought August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, and May is when you did that kind of stuff. You know, learn. I mean, that is when school's going down. Not summer vacation. I mean, I could have picked up Rosetta Stone, or he could have watched a resourceful YouTube video, but I suppose not. Anywho, I just want to give a shout-out to you, Zach. I know you're currently 32,000 feet above elevation, flying over the Atlantic Ocean as we speak, in an aeroplane. He does have Wi-Fi, ladies and gentlemen, so I know he can hear me. Just want to make clear that, Zach, if your plane, in fact, does decide to, oh, I don't know, mysteriously disappear, because I do hear that's a thing now with planes, make sure to tweet us or at least let us know before that all happens. It's going to be hard finding a replacement to the show. I'm kidding. It won't be as hard as you think. All right, well, we have a great show to get to today, but before we do, I am producer Andrew in the control room for Teens on Air, and I'm also a recording artist by trade. It's kind of how I've gotten around this town here in Los Angeles. Just want to let everyone know I got 3 singles that have just recently come out this month. They're on Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere else that you can think of under my name, Andrew Caravella. Go pick up Jump All the Way and All the Way the Remix featuring Drew Ryan Scott of After Romeo. And make sure you just blur them everywhere you go and learn the lyrics ASAP. All right? Yeah. Thanks. All right. Last but not least, let's get to this interview. You see, Zach was so smart that he decided he was going to pre-record all of his interviews before taking off and leaving the country. So first up, this week, for Teens on Air, we have Zach Callison interviewing Tiffany Espenson. It's an awesome interview. I've already checked it out, and we're going to share it with all of you right now. So thanks again for tuning in to Teens on Air. We're going to be back here next week, Friday, 6 p.m., with another special celebrity interview with Zach Callison. So stick around and enjoy the interview. I'm Andrew Caravella, producer for Teens on Air in the control room. Have a good night. Enjoy the show. Hey there, listeners. I'm producer Andrew Caravella.
Hey guys, it's Zach, your host for Teens on Air. As Andrew just stated, I pre-recorded the show because I'm traveling. Right about now, as you're listening to this, I'm probably somewhere over the Atlantic, on my way to Milano, Italy. Grazie per l'ascolto di Teens on Air. That means thank you for listening to the show in Italian. And that's actually one of the reasons I'm headed overseas. I actually study Italian in Switzerland, which doesn't make any sense to most people, but some people do speak Italian there. And so far, I can understand about two, maybe three people if they speak slowly. I'm really stoked to be spending a whole month over there traveling, learning the language, eating gelato, you know, just Italy things. But Andrew says we're not allowed to do live calls during these shows because he's not going to pay for the long-distance phone bills. Although, I may be able to do some recorded reports while I'm gone and send them back to Andrew to share with you guys. So listen next week as I may be talking to some people in Italian. Alright guys, for the moment, let's get back to this show. Today we have a really fun actress who's also a friend of mine, and she really does have a thing for buckets. She played Piper in Nickelodeon's Bucket and Skinner's Epic Adventure, and will play Belinda on Disney XD's new show Kirby Buckets, which is coming out in the fall. Her name's Tiffany Espenson. She also appeared in that film Hop that we all watch every spring. You know you do. I do it for sure. Before we bring on Tiffany, we're going to have a commercial break, though. I faked you out. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Producer Andrew here in the control room. We'll get back to Zach in a hot minute. But first, I just wanted to let you know that Teens on Air has an official Facebook group page that you can join. You just log on to your Facebook and type in the search bar, Teens on Air, and join the group. You'll be able to check out the newest music, not on FM radio, find links to all the celebrities and teen stars that we have on the show, as well as check out the awesome things that we find from you to put on the group. Now don't forget, every Friday night at 6 p.m., we're live in Hollywood on Easy Way Broadcasting, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room, sending it back to Zach in the Z Studio.
And we're back, you guys. Make sure you guys check out our Teens on Air Facebook page. Join the group. We're going to have a lot of Teens on Air updates. I may also post some pics from my trip. You never know. You'll see those soon. And now, without further ado, let's bring on Tiffany Espenson. Hey, what's up?
Hi! I'm so excited to be here. I don't see you enough, and so I'm glad I'm able to kind of just, I don't know, talk with you.
Likewise. Welcome to Teens on Air. Thanks for being here, of course. So, I do have some questions for you to start out.
Okay.
When this show airs, I'm actually going to be flying to Italy to start my big summer plans.
Yeah.
What are you doing this summer?
Well, we're both actually doing two equally fun things. They're like two separate fun things, because you're going to Italy, and I'm shooting my new show over the summer. So I'm really excited about that, mm-hmm. and it comes out in the fall. And yeah, that's what I'm doing this summer.
We'll talk about that show in just a minute, but I did just see you the other day at the premiere for Earth to Echo, which you have a role in, by the way. Amazing film. I loved it. It's coming to theaters July 2nd. Tell us what you did in that.
Okay. It was actually really, really fun because I made a new best friend, and I love her. Her name is Ella, and she plays Emma in the movie. And they just called me, and they're like, do you just want to do a little role? It's not ginormous or huge, but it'll be fun, and I couldn't say no. And so I did it, and it was just a fun, it was the first day of shooting, and it was Ella's birthday, so that was nice. So after we went out for sushi, and yeah, it was just fun. I mean, who could say no to just something like that?
So. Yeah, it was a cool movie.
Good.
So here's the hard-hitting question. What is it with you and buckets?
Oh.
Are they half full or are they half empty? What's going on with that? Because you have a new show. It's called Kirby Buckets. You were on another show called Bucket and Skinner. When's Kirby Buckets coming on the air?
Yes, Kirby Buckets is on Disney XD in the fall. Either sometime in the fall. I was thinking I have a date, but I can't say yet. But it's coming out in the fall. And people were thinking that Kirby Buckets was a spinoff to Bucket and Skinner, but it's very, very different because one was with Nick and one was with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Who knows what I'll do next? I'll probably do like Bucket the Third or something with Buckets. I don't know. I mean, I'm very thankful for Buckets.
Buckets is your destiny.
Yes, really.
So you also do voiceover work, and you know that I do voiceover work as well. And I always tell people that if you cut my arms off, I couldn't do voiceover because I move so much in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have something like that? Do you move around when you do different parts? I know you were Ginger on Phineas and Ferb, and you were in a game called Murdered Sole Suspect.
That sounds like such a harsh title, but Yes, I am a hyperactive chipmunk, and so it's fun because when I'm doing sitcom, I use my body a lot, and when I'm doing voiceover, you can't really see, obviously, my facial expressions or my hands. You can only hear my voice, and so in order for you to kind of hear, like, if you were to see my face or see me move with the character, I have to do that with my voice so it kind of shows through. Because sitcom and TV, that's a big part of the character, is your, like, antics and your tics and who you are. And so, yes, I am hyper in the voice. I mean, I'm professional, but if the character requires it, then I'm like, woo!
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes the directors on Steven Universe will tell me to make a certain face or do a certain action. Sometimes they brought in certain foods to get a legitimate sound of me doing something just so that it comes through. Because even if I'm not moving the correct way, they'll tell me, we can't hear you moving. So I have to move. And it really helps me out.
Oh gosh, I hope, oh my gosh, that sounds like such a fun way to do voiceover. Just be like, now you're smelling cookies. I'll be like, fantastic.
Where's the cookies? Let's get the cookies in here.
Oh gosh, I'll have to request that from now on. If I ever do voiceover, I'm like, if I'm smelling food, eating food, just bring in the food.
We've had watermelons, marshmallows, all sorts of crazy stuff in there.
Oh my gosh, I love your job.
So here's a question I get asked a lot. How would you describe the difference between voiceover work and on-camera work?
Oh gosh, it's so different, and you never know, like, people think, oh, voiceover's so easy. I actually think it's easier to book, like, a movie role than it is to book a voiceover. I mean, for you, you like book left and right, so you're probably like, this girl's crazy. But, let's see, with TV, it's definitely more focused on like the wardrobe and working with your environment with acting and working with other characters, whereas in a voiceover booth you're by yourself, there's no lighting, you're not in your outfit to kind of help you, you can touch your glasses or your hair, or, if something spills on you, they're not gonna like throw ice water in your face in a voiceover booth. I mean, unless they bring you food, then that's a different exception, but I think it's more kind of focused on obviously what you sound like, and there's more concentration of how you sound, and with on camera it's more of, okay, how can I talk to someone else, how can I really look at the other person and go, okay, we need to make a scene, we're connected, chemistry. And voiceover, it's more of, okay, how do, like, you're just focused on this completely animated character that you deal with. So I don't know, I hope that made sense.
Yeah. It made sense, I promise.
Okay, good.
Speaking of voiceover, we actually have a mutual friend who was on the show very recently, and his name is Tony Gonzalez, who I like to call him Tony G. And I was actually at his house the other day when he got his emergency preparedness kit.
Yes.
Tony really is dead set on preparing for an emergency, and I think he's planning for an earthquake or something.
He is.
I started to ask him questions about what he was doing to prepare, and he directed me to you because he said that you are in the know about this type of thing. But tell us about your work with the FEMA Youth Council.
Well, FEMA, I'm not sure a lot of teens know what FEMA even is. So it's a Federal Emergency Management Agency, and it's a branch under Homeland Security. It sounds so fancy-schmancy, but...
I always knew FEMA as the people who come to save us in a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, like, they're the people. Actually, a big thing that people don't know about FEMA is that if there's a disaster like we had with Sandy or Katrina, the reason why they weren't there right as soon as the disaster happened was they're not allowed to go into a state because the state government has to take care of it, and they're only there if they call and ask for assistance. And so that's why they're here to just support, and so that's what they do. But with the Youth Council, it's kind of just empowering kids to get prepared because, you know, with a disaster or an earthquake, it's not if it happens, it's when it happens. Everyone knows we're going to have the big earthquake coming up. I mean, this past couple months we've had really big earthquakes.
Yeah.
And so it's also good with preparing with your community or your friends, and it's working together. And, you know, there's so many crazy things in our lives now that it's kind of fun to have an emergency preparedness so you know, like, okay, I'm set, I'm prepared, that's one thing that's solid. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that if you create a ready, set, go kit, you're going to be like 100%, like, don't get on a surfboard and ride a tsunami. You're be like, I have my safety kit. But it's just good to have, I mean, and you don't have to buy, like, the $500 packs from American Red Cross unless you want to, but you can personalize it, you know, putting your own clothes or your medications or your glasses in there, or some card games, something to keep you occupied. I mean, we might not have power or electricity or water because pipes could break, sewer lines can get in our water, and, you know, there's only probably maybe 2 fire stations out of, like, 5 different counties, and so the roads are going to be closed, the same ones that are closed to the first responders. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of learning how to shelter yourself in place.
And people ask me why I travel out of California in the summer.
Yes.
So what kind of things can kids, teens, and their family do to prepare for these disasters specifically besides buying a kit?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Always make sure that you have 2 out-of-the-state contacts, because we're in Los Angeles and so everyone has their cell phones. And so when there's something huge and freeways are down, when they text or call, it's going to be clogged in the one area. So if you have someone in Hawaii or in North Dakota, I don't know why I picked that one, but it'll be better for the phone call to jump over to North Dakota than it is all jammed in LA. Make sure you have 2 exits in your house. What else can I say? Don't put anything over your bedroom, over your bed where you sleep, because I go into my friend's house and they have shelves and books and picture frames, and even my grandma, and she has this ginormous painting of a flower, and I'm like, Grandma, you should know that's going to fall on you. And maybe put like a combat boots or slippers by your bed. If anything falls, you don't want glass breaking, like cutting your feet open, so when you have to go, you just slip them on. I know I'm like overwhelming you with all this stuff.
But, I actually have a pair of combat boot slippers that I can put on, so that's perfect.
Perfect, I know, with like the bunnies on them. I have my bunny slippers. Let's see, flashlights. Something I do is a lot of people put the batteries in the flashlights, but sometimes batteries die out or they leak, and so I take the batteries and wrap them with the tape outside the flashlight and stuff it in between your mattress. Because if it's on the floor, it will roll around. But if it's in your mattress, you know where it is, and you can just reach for it and put the batteries in, and you'll have it right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I just heard about this from Andrew. He told me before we started the show. You actually got a recent award from San Diego County's Fire Safe Council for being an outstanding youth advocate. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I was really shocked, too, because I love preparing kids, because it's a way of helping people, helping them plan something that's going to happen. And it was really, 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 really nice. And I'm putting together an emergency fair. It's kind of like a resource fair, but it's going to be a little bit more than just handing out pamphlets. There's going to be one hands-on activities people can do, and I'm going to have it sometime in September. I will tweet about it and Facebook about it. And it will actually be down in San Diego, because I work a lot down there with emergency preparedness, and so I will have that.
Cool.
And the award was a nice surprise. I mean, I don't do it for awards. I mean, it was really, really nice, and I had no idea. But it was nice. So I've never gotten an award for anything.
Well, congratulations. It was the first time for everything.
Thank you.
So we're going to be taking a quick break. We'll be right back with Tiffany Espenson, you guys. Stay tuned.
Teens on Air now has a community outreach segment known as Charity Watch. This is the part of the show where you'll find teen-associated charity and nonprofit organizations. What we do at Teens on Air is research teens who are involved in such programs, and we give spotlight to them here on the show. It's a great way to find out what teens just like yourself are doing to make a difference in this world and in your own cities. Add our Facebook page to find out who will be our next Charity Watch guest. You can find our page by typing in Teens on Air in the Facebook search bar. Thank you for listening and your support. Teens on Air is every Friday night at 6 p.m. from Hollywood, California. Now available on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Hey guys, I'm Zach Callison. We're back here on Teens on Air with Tiffany Espenson. We're going to take a little break from the interview that we started earlier, and we're going to play a little game called Random Questions. It's very popular here on Teens on Air. Tiffany, the rules of this game are, I have a list of questions that were decided by the producers and I before this interview, and I'm going to ask you these questions, and you have to answer them without thinking, okay?
First of all, thank you for getting my last name right. I was so impressed. I was like, wow.
What do people usually say?
Like Espinoza, Espinosin. Like, they always stutter over it, and they're like, or like Espin.
Espen.
Espen.
For the masses out there, it is Espenson, yeah?
Yeah.
Tiffany Esmondson.
Good job.
Here we are. We're going to do random questions.
Okay.
I guess we'll start now. First question, what is your favorite movie?
Shoot! Tangled!
Tangled.
Tangled.
Favorite band?
Oh, One Republic.
One Republic.
I love One Republic. I'm a total weirdo. I love One Republic and Taylor Swift and Lorde and, like, everything's out there, but I'm Hunter Hayes.
Favorite food?
Sushi.
Favorite, or what's a place that you'd want to travel to in the future?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably travel to Italy and bring you with me because I'd be absolutely clueless in Italy. I'd be like, Zach, I want the purse.
Viva l'Italia.
I know, really.
A favorite song?
Shoot. I like, oh gosh. If I Lived, Something I Need by One Republic. I love them. I just started listening to them.
Most embarrassing childhood moment?
Oh gosh, I ran into a door. I think we all, I don't know, I ran into a door. What else did I do? I ran into doors, and I think I don't know. What did I do?
You must have been really small.
I was just a really tiny person, and I didn't know what to do.
That's most toddlers.
I don't know. I caught ladybugs, because I went to a regular school up till first grade and second grade, and I always, it's not embarrassing, it's just kind of like a boring story, but I caught ladybugs for my classmates, and then we let them go, and then we caught them, and then let them, that's not embarrassing, that's just a boring, sad story. Okay, what's the next question?
All right, favorite sports team?
Chargers. I'm a football girl.
You are wearing a Padres hat right now.
True, but I do love San Diego. I like to tell people I was raised in San Diego just because I love San Diego.
Favorite sport? Football?
Football.
Okay.
Chargers football. No, my phone has Chargers.
All right, and last question. If you could give a piece of advice to someone new to the industry, a very quick piece of advice, what would it be?
Okay, it's not going to be easy, and I'm sure you've heard that. It's not going to be easy. It will be tough. It's worth, it's rewarding when you do get something, but you definitely have to really work hard for it, and you have to push yourself, and many multiple times you're probably going to want to give up. I've wanted to give up. I've cried. You'll get rejected. I mean, I make it sound so awful, but that's the truth, you know, and a lot of people come out here thinking, I mean, it's so rare when you come out here and you just instantly, like, book a show and then you're, like, super famous, or you record something on tape, like, your first audition, and, like, mm-hmm. you're the next, like, Jennifer Lawrence or Meryl Streep or something. But I think if it's something you really want to do and you really work hard for it, go to classes, go the extra mile, explore everything acting is, voiceover, television, commercials, everything, and just come out here and keep grounded, too. Keep grounded.
Yeah.
So, listen to your parents. They know best.
I think listen to your parents would have been
an
answer unto its own.
Yes.
This has been another edition of Random Questions with Tiffany Espenson. I'm Zach Callison. You're listening to Teens on Air. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Hit it, Andrew.
The Z-Pod Shuffle is, in my opinion, the best segment on any radio show. What's up? Yes, it is Andrew Caravella, producer for Teens on Air. Now, before I get it back to Zach, go ahead and check this out. We're going to change up the Z-Pod Shuffle Top 5. Now, listeners can request their favorite new indie artists and post them on our Facebook page. At the end of the week, just tune in to Teens on Air to see if your pick actually made it into the Z-Pod Shuffle. Here's how you submit. You just log on to your Facebook and in the search bar type in Teens on Air. Go ahead, add yourself to the group, and post your artists on our wall. At 6 p.m. on Friday night, tune into Teens on Air, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio and Easy Way Broadcasting, to see if, in fact, your pick made the show. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella, and we're going back live to the Z Studio with Cartoon Network's Zach Callison from Steven Universe.
Hey guys, we're back on Teens on Air with Tiffany Espenson. We were just talking about her work in Hollywood, as well as her work in safety preparedness and prevention, but now we're actually going to switch the gears. Tiffany, here at Teens on Air, we like to promote a little thing I like to call humility.
Fantastic!
Yes, so share with us one time where you had an audition that went horribly wrong, or maybe an embarrassing moment on set.
Oh gosh!
I know, this is digging deep.
We're getting personal, Wow. I had this audition, and what was it for? It was for, I had to go into, like, this really happy, perky girl, and then the guys, like, act like you're some serial killer, and it was, like, for a kid's show. And so I'm sitting there, and, like, I tried, and he's like, no, like, serious, like really look like you're gonna hurt someone. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to think of what else happened on set.
This was a kid's TV show that you were auditioning for.
Yes.
And they wanted you to be a serial killer in the audition.
Yes. Yeah.
And you said you booked it?
No, oh. I didn't book it. There's no way I could have booked it.
So you weren't a serial killer enough, at least.
Yeah, I wasn't serial killer enough for a happy girl, so. Happy, I don't know.
That happens to me all the time. I just can't serial kill hard enough.
No, you know? I'm sure there's so many other funny ones, but when you ask me that question, oh my gosh. Okay, I'll have more.
So, besides being a serial killer on a children's TV show, what would be your dream role?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I've been thinking about this. I would love to play someone from a book, mm-hmm. like a character from a book. But there's two things why. Because I am a diehard reader. Like, I am, like, reading is my happiness. Like, happiness maximum to 100% reading. And so when I see that movies are... that books are turning into movies, I think, oh, that's great, I can't wait to see what they do, but also I'm like, it's not what's in my head.
Yeah.
But I would still just love to play someone from a book, because you have their thoughts, you have the character description, everything is there for you to really kind of break down a character. I just saw The Fault in Our Stars, and it is honestly the only movie, I will say, that matched the level of a book, which I loved, and I don't even say that. I couldn't, like, The Vampire Academy was okay, and, like, I love Logan Lerman, and that's the only reason why I saw Percy Jackson, but I love those book series, and I don't know, I would love to play a character. I mean, I don't know how many Asians are in books, but I'll find one.
Maybe you have to write the book.
Yeah, I'll write the book, and then be in it.
So, you're going to be graduating high school soon. I take it it's a little bit early, because you're not 18, right?
Yes.
Are you homeschooled, and have you taken the SAT?
I've not taken my SATs yet.
Consider yourself lucky.
I know, you speak Italian and you've traveled everywhere and you're super smart and you talk very well and I'm mumbling like a baby. But
the SAT is difficult for everybody on the planet, trust me.
But I am homeschooled, and I homeschooled since I was in second grade. And I've never skipped a grade. I've always worked over the summer and through holidays, and I mean, it sounds like I'm just a labor child doing school all the time, but no. I'm actually happy I'm kind of getting high school out of the way, and I took some community college classes, and I did not take the Legal 18 test, but I just wanted to kind of get through high school. And
yeah.
I'm like two classes away, and I'll be done. And then
when are you set to be done?
By the end of this year. So,
cool.
Hopefully sooner. It depends on how quick I get through these last classes, but the end of this year, and I just want to bust it out.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I'm in the middle of college selection and tours, which I'm sure you've dabbled in at least. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on going to college, and if you do, where do you want to go, what do you want to study?
You know, I've been asked this question a lot, and I'm sure you have, and
once
you get to the point of, oh yes, I'm a senior and a junior, but, you know, both of us were in completely different situations than a lot of other kids, because we didn't go through going freshman year, the prom, or like the formals or the basketball games, and so we're not jumping like right into college. I mean, college is 100%, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I mean, just the whole idea of it, and you know, it's always good to have, I don't want to say a plan B, because then it's like, oh, well, you know, it's like you're already telling yourself that what you really want to do, it's not going to work out,
yeah.
And you're setting yourself up for failure.
Almost admitting defeat.
Yeah, yeah. So it's more of just going to college so I can do more than just acting. You know, it's good to diversify yourself. So I just, along with my acting, I do emergency preparedness, so I'm able to work with American Red Cross and kids and do that as well as acting. But, you know, if I go to college, I can... you know, major in, you know, child development and or like marine biology or something, where I can just learn so much more. So while I'm not, you know, filming or I'm not auditioning, you know, I can do other things for myself. And,
yeah.
But yes, college is a must. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Tiffany, I want to thank you for stopping by Teens on Air today.
Of course.
We're going to be watching your new show, Kirby Buckets, which is coming on Disney XD
yes.
in the fall. And that's all we have time for today. So thanks for tuning in, you guys. I have a final quote of the day. This is especially for all the young summer travelers out there. When preparing to travel, lay out all your clothes and all your money, then take half the clothes and twice the money. And that quote was said by an anonymous source. Thank you, guys. This has been Teens on Air. I'm Zach Callison. Talk to you guys later. Hey, guys. It's Zach, your host for Teens on Air. As Andrew just stated, I pre-recorded the show because I'm traveling. Right about now, as you're listening to this, I'm probably somewhere over the Atlantic on my way to Milano, Italy. Grazie per l'ascolto di Teens on Air.